Welcome to another episode of the 99 Seconds Career Podcast. My name is Jürgen Schmid. I am career mentor and coach, consultant, teacher and speaker. Here, we will bring up all kinds of career aspects in a way you have maybe never heard before. I'd like you to have an awesome career. Therefore, I give you something money cannot buy, sharing experience and insight. All this every other week in 99 Seconds. Today, I would like to address something that is not talked much about, especially during job interviews. It is the mistakes we make at work, and more specifically, the consequences making those have or could have on us and our career. Making mistakes is an inherent aspect of our human experience. It is deeply woven into our cognitive and emotional fabric. Imperfection is an essential part of our nature. It helps us to learn, adapt, and grow. Through trial and error, we navigate the complexities of life, gaining insight and wisdom along the way. As much as we want to avoid making mistakes in the workplace, we will eventually make them and cannot shy away from it. It was undoubtedly our mistake, and everybody knows. Well, at least the important people around us. Let's dive into the 99 seconds and explore what could happen if we make mistakes in our jobs. I don't want to talk about the trivial mistakes we all make here and there. Showing up too late, being unprepared at meetings, sending emails with typos, or forgetting to return a call or to reply to an important message. Don't get me wrong, even they may seem small, they can still have significant consequences and affect our credibility. It is important to address and rectify them to maintain professionalism and effectiveness in the workplace. I want to talk about a major mistake you make, like accidentally exposing sensitive company information, making errors in financial management, launching a product or service with major defects or flaws, to name a few. These could lead to severe legal, financial, and reputational repercussions for the organization. It can result in customer dissatisfaction, loss of market share, and even lawsuits, fines, and irreparable harm to the company's integrity and standing within the industry, not to talk about diminishing stakeholders' trust. So the mistakes I want to refer to are those that will cost the company money. Hold that thought in your mind for a moment. Imagine you are in the middle of a job interview, and you want to find out if you would like to work for this organization. Is this the right place for you? Can you learn, grow, progress? Obviously, you're trying to find out about their team and corporate culture. Instead of asking, how would you describe your culture? I suggest a totally different question. What would happen to me if I make a mistake that costs the company €1 million, or dollar for the sake of it? Like with people, when they are under pressure, their true selves often emerges. Pressure and stress can strip away the layers of social facade and self-control, revealing deeper aspects of our personality and character. It's a psychological phenomenon known as stress-induced behavior. I think we can observe something similar in organizations. How they operate when under pressure shows their true culture. The deep layer of how work really gets done there and how people are treated. Is the organization you might want to become part of more focused on accountability or learning and improvement? Listen carefully when they answer your €1 million question. Depending on the severity of the mistake and the employee's level of involvement, accountability measures may be taken. This could include disciplinary actions, such as formal warnings, demotions, or even termination, especially if the mistake involved negligence, misconduct, or violation of company policies. In some cases, the company may even seek restitution for the financial losses incurred as a result of the mistake. This could involve negotiating with a responsible employee for repayment or pursuing legal action if the mistake involved negligence or misconduct. Alternatively, companies use mistakes as opportunities for learning and improvement. They may implement corrective measures, such as process improvements, additional training, or enhance supervision to prevent similar errors from occurring in the future. This can help mitigate risks and strengthen organizational resilience. Depending on the circumstances, the company may provide support and guidance to the employee involved in the mistake. This could include mentoring, coaching, or counseling to help them learn from the experience, develop new skills, and regain confidence in their role. What answer would you like to hear? In which environment would you feel better and safer? Yet there is a third possible answer. Instead of thinking how to deal with big mistakes, they might explain that they have introduced quality management to avoid mistakes. They will explain how they have implemented systematic processes and controls to ensure that their products or services meet established standards and customer expectations. You will hear that they have embarked on a continuous improvement management practice. That means that they regularly review and refine their processes to enhance efficiency, effectiveness, and quality. Through techniques such as root cause analysis, corrective and preventative actions, and feedback mechanism, they can identify underlying issues. And this will help them to implement corrective measures to prevent reoccurrence of mistakes, including our big ones. How does this feel? Your unusual question about big mistakes and their consequences will put their culture right into the spotlight. Avoiding these mistakes underscores the importance of effective risk management, ethical leadership, and proactive measures to prevent and mitigate potential issues in the workplace. This is a place you want to work for 5 days a week for a longer period. You can learn and grow without being afraid of making mistakes. These were, in 99 seconds, some thoughts about consequences of making big mistakes at the workplace. Did you happen to find the interview question on making big mistakes intriguing? Perhaps even motivating? If so, you will love exploring the wealth of unique interview questions for job seekers featured in my book Ask. With nearly 90 thought-provoking questions, Ask offers an insightful peek into the world of interviews and how you can discover if the job suits you, revealing the real work environment. Available in both paperback and ebook formats on Amazon, it is a valuable resource for anyone looking to ace their next interview. Take a sneak preview and grab your copy today. Hope you enjoyed listening and you will tune in for our next episode in 2 weeks. We will then look at something that becomes more and more popular during the hiring process, making an introduction video. If you like my approach towards career and professional development and want to get some more personalized guidance, please reach out. I'm here to help. I am career coach and mentor and would love to hear from you, whether you live around the corner or on the other side of the world. Simply go to www.99scp.com, SCP like Seconds Career Podcast, and leave me a comment or any other remark you might have. They really mean the world to me. Also, do not forget to press follow, and if you see a bell or heart icon to be notified when new episodes are coming out, please press that too, so you will never miss a new one. This was another episode of the 99 Seconds Career Podcast. Thank you for listening and thinking along. I wish you success for the path you are following or creating. My name is Jürgen Schmid, and until next time, be the difference. Remain curious and shine.